terms of some of the things that we're focused on, because I believe that since I'm so bad at predicting the future, I think it was Alan Kay that said the best way to predict the future is to invent it. And so here's some of the things that we're looking at, and we can talk about further. So the first thing is retweeting Frank Rose in terms of the iPlayer. Obviously, that's been a tremendous innovation from the BBC, and we're focused on sure that we take delivery of our content anytime, any place, anywhere, any device, and recently launched the iPad and Android versions. And I think since the day of launch, the iPad app for iPlayer has been the number one app in the UK App Store. And so that's been for over a month. So we will continue to innovate along the content delivery aspect of this in terms of getting it to more devices. Next one is, I think that there's been this battle that's been set up. The press loves the battles, this versus that, right? And I think there's this battle that's been set up between editorial curation and then algorithmic curation and then social curation. And so does Google News kill regular news? Does the Facebook like button trump the Google link? And so the reality is, it usually is that it's not an or, it's an and. And I believe that whoever cracks the code on being able to combine editorial curation with algorithmic, with social, is going to be the winner. Obviously, given our expertise at the BBC in editorial curation, I that's an area that I want to focus on. The other thing is, when you talk about content delivery and curation, things are really focused on passive consumption-based experiences and more elegant and more accessible. However, you're still not getting to the point where I think you're using the internet as a medium that is social, interactive, and not linear. And so I think the next part of the art curation is going to be how we start to wrap social and interactive experiences around the core linear experience. And so how do we extend that? And, you know, aside from the activities that are going in the interactive TV space, connected TV, IPTV, YouView, Google TV, you know, the one I'm particularly interested in is dual screen companion devices, orchestrated media, however you want to describe the notion that these multiple devices can work together to deliver a core experience and an extended experience together. So very focused on that. Now, those are the ones that we're actually focused on because, like I said, I believe in strategies that we can execute on. I think beyond that will come the time when we actually do get to the core experience and create social, interactive, and non-linear experience that don't need a linear experience to be a companion to. And that's where you get into what Frank has talked about and described in his book. It's what you believe if you're a Trekkie that looks at what we do in terms of the early days of the holodeck, right? And so so I think that's the next stage. Just want to be explicit in that that's not what I'm working on right now. I am focused on executing and a couple of those innovations, and I don't want to be accused of, like, being way out there, because I do believe in no wine before it's time. And so as bad as I am at predicting the future, every now and then you get lucky. And my first tweet almost 2 years ago was paraphrasing Gil Scott-Heron. I don't know, you know, that kind of dates me a little bit, but I don't know if you remember The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, that's his album. And so my first tweet in June of 2009 is this one right here. And given the events over the past several weeks, this couldn't have been truer. And I think it's also a milestone in terms of